Set the dial for the year 1941. Get off on the streets of old Sarajevo. Look around you. What you see is a city that's rich and vibrant. A city full of Serbs and Croats, Christians and Muslims and Jews, and sure, they all have their temple and mosque and church. Talk to me. Very quickly you see that the calling card that they present to you first is not just Christian or Jewish, Muslim, Croat, or Serb, but that they are a resident of the city of Sarajevo. Fast forward now to 1943. The transports have begun. These are mostly by train. They're mostly to places like Auschwitz. The Ustasha has an agenda that does not include a place for the great types of European cities like Sarajevo. And so the seeds are sown that break the city aside in a way that take only a miracle. Between 1943 and 1945, according to some numbers, as many as 35,000. So 40,000 Roma, 30,000 Jews were killed in Bosnia alone. When you got off of the streets of Sarajevo in the year 1941, you would have seen that one out of every five was Jewish. Population of maybe 10,000. Today, according to the numbers afforded to us by the latest census available, the Jewish population of Sarajevo stands at approximately 700. Once upon a time, there was a train. That train was being loaded with old men, old women, and mothers, and fathers, and sons, and brothers. Story's a story, I don't know, but they say that once upon a train, someone began to sing. And the song that they sang was a heartbroken cantiga that had been hanging out in Sarajevo for quite some time. That said, when you were born, your mother must not have given you a heart to love any but yourself. So goodbye, my love. I do not want this life that you have made so bitter for me. Story's a story. That's how they said goodbye to this traitor. Él no te dio a la mano.
verdad y esperamos.